Have you ever heard someone say, well, nobody's perfect? And they use that as an excuse for their spiritual compromise. One of the dangers Paul keeps confronting in the book of Romans is the temptation to twist grace into permission. Some people here saved by grace through faith, and they wrongly conclude, well, then obedience must not matter very much. And Paul responds very strongly. He says, do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means. In other words, the gospel doesn't produce careless Christians. It produces changed Christians. You see, grace is not God shrugging his shoulders at sin. Grace is God rescuing sinners through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. And when that kind of grace grabs hold of a person, it changes their desires. Not perfectly overnight, but genuinely over time. A man justified by faith cannot continue treating sin casually without grieving the Spirit within him. And why is that? Because salvation is more than forgiveness from sin's penalty. It is also freedom from sin's power. So the believer begins wanting what God wants. That's why obedience matters, not as a means of earning salvation, but as evidence that Christ is alive within us. The gospel does not lower God's standard. It finally gives us the power and desire to pursue it rightly. Grace is not an excuse to drift. Grace is fuel to follow Jesus faithfully. So, have you been excusing spiritual compromise instead of fighting for holiness? Then pray this prayer with me. Father, keep me from abusing grace and teach me to pursue holiness through faith in Christ. Here are two peoples that you can pray for. Mario Monroy and his family are national changemakers in Spain. And also, the Burundi Life Word broadcast for the people of Burundi.